just trickles out on the onside.
And we'll just interrupt you there, Jeff, because the time is now just after 4:15, and for an announcement on the future of BBC Radio Down, back to the studio.
Thank you very much indeed, Mike Best, and this is John Pickles back in the studio at Durham. You're listening to BBC Radio Durham. This afternoon, the Minister of Posts and Telecommunications, Sir John Eden, has been answering a question in the House of Commons about the future of BBC Radio Durham. And following that answer, the BBC has now issued the following statement. It says that BBC local radio in the north of England is moving into a new area. A new station is to be opened in Carlisle. It's going to start transmissions during 1973 on both VHF and medium wave. And it's anticipated that the VHF signal will serve listeners within a radius of about 30 miles from Carlisle, while medium wave will cover about one-third of that area. To help finance the new Carlisle station, the BBC is going to close down Radio Durham, and transmissions here will end on August the 25th, 1972. This was one of the first of the BBC local stations, and has won for itself an interested audience. But since the opening of Radio Newcastle and Radio Teesside, the whole of this area has now been duplicated by one or other of these stations. The interests of the County Durham listeners will continue to be safeguarded by BBC local radio. Extra resources will be put into the Newcastle and Teesside stations to help them serve the county, and particular consideration is being given to the future of the educational service at present provided by Radio Durham. People from the county are also going to be brought on to the two local radio councils, and Dr. Sidney Holgate, the chairman of the Durham Local Radio Council, is being appointed vice chairman of the Newcastle Local Radio Council. And a studio facility will be retained in Durham City itself. And that is the BBC announcement. So to sum it up very much in brief, the BBC is to open a new local radio station in Carlisle, and transmissions from here, BBC Radio Durham, are to close on August the 25th. And no doubt you'll be hearing lots more about that in the next few days, but we're still very much alive and well in BBC Radio Durham at the moment, and lots more good listening coming to you from local radio in the North East and BBC Radio Durham. Right now, exclusive coverage on Radio Durham of that Gillette cricket match, which sounds to be hotting up somewhat at Chesley Street, Durham against Surrey, and we're going back there once again to join Mike Best.
Thank you, John. Hotting up indeed it is. 52-42 the Durham score at the moment, and the Durham team alive, well and kicking, as is Radio Durham at the moment with its transmissions. George March on 38.
Where visibility is as low as 10 yards in places, so watch out on the M2 and A2 in Kent. Today is a very sad day for BBC Radio Durham. It's their last day of broadcast, and if you're listening up in the Durham area, you're probably, more likely than not, on VHF, listening to Radio Durham. Well, it's closing down today, as you probably know only too well, and shutting up shop for about a year before the new radio station, BBC Radio Carlisle, opens up, I suppose, in about a year's time. Well, now you're about to leave us and do your own thing up in Durham, so let me hand you over to Eric Wise.
Thanks very much, Peter Donaldson, and indeed it is my privilege to be with you on this very last morning. So what do I say but good morning? This is BBC Radio Durham opening up for the very last time on 94.5 VHF and Rediffusion. In a couple of minutes at 6:30, the news at 6:25, music time.
Welcome and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.